It's one of my difficult, you know, it's one of my problem. I'm not like I'm not like you. I don't like, you know, I don't have like any kind of good expression sometimes. I'm really, really, how can I say that?
So first, let me say, don't say you are not like me. You are yourself. You said be yourself in the beginning. Be yourself. And every skills, I believe in you. If you work hard, you will get it. Like me, as I told you many times, oh, my English, it's not like yours. I'm not talking like you. Your level is very high. So this
Don't
is wrong way to see that. I can I will I have to work hard on my language, so I will do it. I will be fluently speaker, and also you can just practice, you will be good speaker also. So just you need some practicing, and you are already good on it, but everyone from us, even the good people, need practicing, you know. The good player like Messi, like Mo Salah, like Cristiano Ronaldo, they are the best in this world, and they're still practicing every time. If they didn't practice, so they would lose their skills. You get it? So we should practice doing practicing body language and movement. Remember, communication is much more about tune and body language than the word. It's more than the words that we see. The words, of course, matter, but body language with movements make a big effect to the people. You know, when you're just moving your hand and your body language, walking, and it's very important. It's very important that show how much you are comfortable and you are very confident. So we need to practice body language and movement. And I think there are many videos on YouTube can help us.
So you know, I'm really interesting with your explanation regard of the body language. It's one of my weaknesses, I told you before. And how to make us more how can I say that, like enjoyable, like because you know when people sometimes I got some recommendation from my friends. I think sometimes you look like, so you know, you just stand and then you don't have any, you didn't have like any expression. So it's a little bit bored. So how to make it more enjoyable, you know, maybe in front of you, because I know you are my friend, my good friend, and I can enjoy to talk with you with all of the things that I want to share. But when I try to do that with the some people, maybe different characters than you, so I look like, you know, I don't have like any expression like this. Can you share a little bit how to be more, you know, to give the expression and the body language?
Yeah, I see. I don't have specific tips for that, but what I can tell you should practice. You know, if you are believing yourself and if you have the confidence when you are talking, you will be more free, and also your body will be more relaxed. And you can move your hands and you can move your body, head. So I think there is some of the YouTube's channels that, and some videos, maybe I'll send you the links that will help you on it after this meeting. But first, you should be confident when you talk. Just if you let's say through the nervous, you will be amazing. You will just see yourself doing things that you'll be surprised. You know, confidence is very important.
Yeah, I will try it.
Okay.
Okay, it's all about the tips.
Yeah. Okay, we still have some tips. Let's say it fastly. Slow on down. If you want to impact the audience, make sure that they actually hear what you are saying. Slow it and down. So some of people, they are talking that they are standing or you are listening to them and with only one tune, like,
yeah,
how are you, Alafif? I'm very happy to meet you. It's my pleasure. You are a good person and we hope that to talk later. So there's a big difference between this person and this person. How are you, Lafif? I'm so happy to meet you. So what we'll talk about it today?
And
slow and down. You should know when you should speak loudly and you should know when you just speak very slowly. And it is very important to practice this kind of skills.
All right.
Don't make your speech with only one tune. Slow down.
Got dynamic. It? Like intonation or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Amazing.
Make eye contact.
I see.
Yeah, you should just, some of people that when they speak, they're looking up, down, and try to look directly to the audience, all the audience, even the people standing in the back. This is very important. This one is very important, and it doesn't matter how big the audience. Make eye contact with as many people as possible. It makes the audience members feel like you are speaking directly to them. See. Look at the people in the back too. So this is very important. One of the tips, you should just try to look to them directly.
Okay.
Use humor and emotion. We said before you should know your audience. So I was giving stories before I gave my lesson to the children, students. So it doesn't matter what you are talking about. There are always a place for emotion and or humor, joke.
Yeah.
The audience may not remember everything you said, but they will remember how you made them feel. So you can give them just a joke or any emotion things, right?
Yes, I can imagine that.
Yeah. And yeah, let's move to the last one. As I said before, ask for feedback, and this is very important. It will help you. And to be more confident, before you stand on the stage, try to breathe, like...
Breathe, yeah.
Three times, like this. And try to do this, if you're talking, if you have a microphone. Hello. Try to give any words before you go.
Take don't sound. Go direct,
yeah, take sound. Don't go directly to the speech. Hi, everyone here, and don't go directly to the speech. Just try to give some words. Hi. Hello, guys. Can you hear me? Right?
Yeah. Well, what is that, by the way?
You can this is
brush. Oh, I see. When you feel so itchy that you want, you can brush the, your back. Okay.
Yeah. So you can tell the audience, I am really nervous to I'm here and to talk to you, but it's okay. You can tell them, and you can make a first joke, and you can just, yeah. So, and you also can start your speech with question that will help you. Ask the audience, ask them any questions, let them speak. Share with them the first point of the speech that will make you more relaxed and will help you to be more confident.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first moments, the first 5 minutes, that if you go through it, you will be good.
I see.
You should try to do some things like, as I mentioned, breathing and talking, giving some words.
Check sound, yes.
Check sound and asking your audience some questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing. I talk a lot. So I think this one day you have to be like a speaker in TEDx, you know? TEDx,
yeah,
it's really popular. Yeah, you can be one of the guest speaker.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, inshallah.
You're supporting me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I like it, my brother. So, yeah, it's really interesting. And I got so many, you know, like lessons from your explanation before. Even it's what might be my first time, you know, to get like more specific, how to be a good speaker, how to, yeah, even when, why, the reason, you know, what is the reason I try to be more active in like a YouTube channel, or maybe I try to create one platform from podcasts or some social media. Because when I stop to talk or maybe do something regard of public speaking, so my ability and I just like stuck when I talk with people, you know. Even I can explain what the things in my mind, is difficult for me to make it more. I can keep up all the things regard of the public speaking, or maybe the knowledge that I ever got before, I learned by, you know, like when I was in university. So I try to be brave to make like a YouTube channel and some platform in the social media. So it's one of my method, and I'm really happy because you come to my channel and I wanna share with my friends and all people from Indonesia, inshallah. Hopefully for the next time, we can bring the new things and we can talk about something. Yeah, it's with the variation of topics here, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. I'm also happy to talk to you, and it's my pleasure to be with you. And I'm following you, and I saw some of your videos, and also I'm watching your live stream on the Hello application. And I really see you are an amazing person, and you're a good speaker, and you're a special person, and there is no copy from you. You're really, really a good speaker and a good person, and
inshallah.
Yeah, I hope you can achieve all your goals, and
inshallah.
I'm a lucky person that to be your friend, and
me too, brother. Jazakallah khairan katir.
وإياكم وإياكم جزاك الله خيرا أدخلك
yeah.
الجنة وأنا في الجنة بإذن الله
ما شاء الله. Before you know, before we close our conversation, our discussion tonight, would you like to share? I know that you have a YouTube channel and then some social media. Maybe some fans from Indonesia will follow you. They want to know about your activities, so you can share with us about your YouTube channel or maybe social media. And I will put in the description box, inshallah.
Even if they can't speak Arabic?
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, my friends, they can speak Arabic, some of my friends, because, yeah, they learn about Arabic.
It's my pleasure. It's okay. It's my pleasure.
Or maybe you can try to share in Arabic. It's really good.
You mean, what do you mean, right now or?
Yes, right now.
So I have a YouTube channel. It's Ammar Mansour, and also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Ammar Mansour. I'll send you the link if you
want. Yeah. So can you share a little bit in Arabic? In Arabic language.
Like what?
Yeah, just.
You want me to speak Arabic?
Yeah, like you have a YouTube channel, and then yeah, you can try to explain that in Arabic.
Okay, explain. لمن يتحدث اللغة العربية ومن سيفهم ما أقول. أنا سعيد جدا بتواجدي هنا مع العفيف. العفيف رجل رائع وطموح وما شاء الله يعني يسعى جاهدا لتحقيق أحلامه وطموحاته وأهدافه. تعرفت عليه منذ عام، صحيح أن لقاءاتنا قليلة عبر إحدى التطبيقات لتعلم اللغة الإنجليزية، لكني حقيقة معجب بشخصيته، وهو باعتقادي أنه سيكون شيء عظيم في المستقبل. أمنياتي له بالتوفيق والنجاح، ويرغب بأن أشارككم مواقعي في التواصل الاجتماعي، ويسعدني ذلك، وإنه لشرف عظيم لي. عندي مجموعة صفحات يوتيوب وفيسبوك وتويتر وإنستغرام تحت مسمى عمار منصور. سأكون سعيد بمتابعتكم لهذه الصفحات، وأتمنى أن تجدوا ما يفيدكم في هذه الصفحات. وأخيرا أقول كل أمنياتي لعفيف ولكم جميعا بالتوفيق، وأسأل الله أن يجمعنا في جنات النعيم.
آمين إن شاء الله. ما شاء الله. I love it, you know. I hope that I can speak, you know, in Arabic like you. You know, I can imagine that's really beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Speaking better than me in your language and English. Good luck.
No, it's different. Okay, my brother, it's such my pleasure to talk with you here, and I hope that maybe another session I wanna invite you again if you have like plenty of time. So, you know, how can I can explain that with you, my feelings right now, and yeah, I praise this to Allah. So I'll ask everything that you want, your dua, and Allah will accept your all of the things that your dua, your pray, inshallah. Yeah. And hopefully we can get into Jannah. Amin ya Rabbal Alamin. So okay, yes. Okay guys, ini sesi terakhir, the last session in my channel. I speak in Bahasa because most of, you know, all of my viewers from Indonesia. Yeah. Don't forget to follow my brother, Ammar Mansour. And I will put the link in the description box, inshallah. So hopefully for the next session, we can work together. Maybe in brother Ammar Mansour channel. Oh yeah, he has like a book, you know, but unfortunately, the book in Arabic language. So if you want to read in Arabic language, so you can buy Amazon. Do you have like Amazon?
No, it's only in Arabic websites like Jarir and yeah.
Ah, I will talk with about that more to know about how to order.
For you, if there is any person that he can speak Arabic from uh-huh. your audience mm-hmm. and premium friends, I will send you the PDF book.
MashaAllah. Really?
Yeah.
Inshallah. I will try to make a quiz regard of it. So if they can answer the question, so I will give the PDF book, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay, thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, welcome.
See you again for the next session. Assalamualaikum
warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Masalama.